Lee, can you walk me through why help is needed in Laos?
Good morning, Liz. Help is needed in Laos because Laos is in a state of great transition at the moment. For many, many years, it was predominantly an agriculture-based economy, but now its economy and that of the region around it is changing. And what that means is that the opportunities, the employment opportunities are improving, and hence people who would have remained on-farm are now grasping much better opportunities off-farm. And that means the labour available to do typical farming activities is a lot less than it used to be. And that means they need to produce the same or better agricultural output with much less labour. And in particular, their system of growing rice, which is thousands of years old, and in agronomically it works very well, but it's a system that involves transplanting rice, and that involves growing the seeds in a nursery and then transporting the seedlings out to the field and transplanting them by hand. It looks very romantic, but it's very laborious. It takes approximately 30 people days to plant 1 hectare. A typical farmer in southern Laos has a farm of about a hectare, maybe a bit more. So it takes 30 people days to plant 1 hectare, and it's typically women and children that do that planting. And the labour available to do that transplanting has either disappeared or is rapidly disappearing. So they need to move to new mechanisms to grow their rice and other crops with a lot less labour. And that will help the family livelihood to grow and thrive, but it'll also help regional and national economy grow and develop.
And so in terms of that transition, how can the farmers change their method of planting?
They can change their method of planting by changing to a method. There's several methods. Do remember that there in the tropics, it's a pretty wet environment, but the methods all involve what we call direct seeding of the rice. They either direct seed it into a very wet situation, into mud, or often they can what we call drill seed, which means placing the seed into the soil, much like you'd see here right throughout Australia for wheat, barley, other cereal, and rice and other crops also. So there's a strong motivation to progress in this region to using drill seeding as opposed to transplanting. And with drill seeding, one farmer can plant 1 hectare by themselves in a day. So there's a 30-fold saving in labour, which is a huge benefit for the farmer, for the family, and for the region.
And so your project is that you're importing some small seeders to help the farmers. What are they and how are they changing lives?
They're exquisite little pieces of equipment. I'll give a little bit of background. There's been quite a bit of research and development done, a good proportion of which I've been involved with in the last 7, 8, 10 years to refine how drill seeding will work for them, land preparation, fertiliser placement, weed control, etc., etc. And the basics are now done, but still the farmers have only got very, very primitive equipment to work with that's not very capable. It's only capable of working on particular soil types with fully cultivated soil. It's got to be bone dry and it can't place fertiliser with the seed, etc., etc. So this initiative aims to place what I would call capable, basic but capable seeders into the hands of farmers who are looking for them. And it's the seeders who can plant in a range of situations, a range of conditions and a range of crops. So they're a truly useful tool to help them embrace drill seeding. Now, they're not Australian equipment, although an Australian farmer would look at it and see many similarities with our own equipment. They're barely a metre wide and we're going to source them from India, because India's gone through a similar process that Laos went through a good couple of decades ago, and they now have factories producing quite good quality, basic but capable seeders that are very applicable to their 1 hectare farms for a surprisingly cheap price. So we aim to bring those seeders in. So that's why we're targeting this initiative now, to to look for sponsors to sponsor the provision of these small cedars to individual farmers or farming groups in the region.
Okay, so how many cedars do you need, and how can people donate?
We have an initial aim of 50 cedars because we already have a whole network of village and districts planned out that will be willing recipients of these cedars. By supplying 50 cedars, we get over that critical mass, shall we say, that transporting the cedars to Laos is nice and economical. And it also creates a critical mass of activity and enthusiasm. There'll be field days to share the knowledge that's generated. There'll be training, etc. So we're aiming for 50 cedars to try and have a genuine impact. Now, individual farmers here in Australia, or they may wish to get together in groups, and they don't have to be farmers either, I might add, can contribute to this process by making a one-off donation of $3,250, tax-deductible, made through the Crawford Fund to the Laos Cedar Initiative.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Liz.